With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. The Pacific Grove Police Department recently announced that one of its officers is no longer employed at the department. That officer was being investigated for allegedly posting racist comments on social media. The controversy began about 8 months ago. KAZU's Doug McKnight details the events leading up to the new development.
Late last year, I contacted Pacific Grove Police Chief Kathy Matalone concerning the officer.
Chief Matalone.
Chief, good morning. It's Doug McKnight from
KAZU. Hey, Doug.
She says the controversy began in the spring. A complaint was sent to her concerning stickers on the officer's personal truck. The truck was parked in public view at the police department. One of the stickers promoted the Three Percenters, a group that's been called a far-right militia group. Another allegedly mocked members of the LGBTQ community. Chief Matalone began an investigation.
It was very disturbing, and you know, it took immediate action, and the officer was put on administrative leave.
The officer was not named because of a law that protects his privacy. The leave concluded with an apology from the officer, who removed the stickers. He was allowed to return to work. Then in the fall, it was discovered the same officer was allegedly posting hateful messages on the social media app Parler, often used by members of extremist groups. The messages read Black Lives Matter and featured the Black Lives Matter logo with the word hate group over it. The officer was again investigated and put on administrative leave for a second time. Meanwhile, a group of community members were organizing. They created a website, pgcitywatch.com. More than 2,100 people signed an online petition demanding the officer be fired. And 19 people spoke up at a mid-December city council meeting demanding action.
I'm African American.
That's Nathaniel Sawyer.
And a law enforcement officer is supposed to serve and protect. They should be the ones who protect what they say on social media because it can have repercussions.
But the officer also had supporters. On a rainy Sunday afternoon in December, 24 of them had gathered outside the Pacific Grove Police Department. They carried signs that read freedom of speech and back the blue. Passing cars and trucks occasionally honked their horns, drawing a response from the crowd. Lyle Skeen organized the rally. He's behind the pro-police Facebook page MC Blue, and he's a candidate for Monterey County's Republican Central Committee. Skeen says he knows the officer. He says the officer was expressing his First Amendment views.
He did not say these things while in uniform, while on the clock. He didn't put bumper stickers on a patrol car. It was all his personal property and his personal social media.
According to Skeen, the officer was given a choice, resign with the possibility of removing disciplinary actions from his record, or be fired. Skeen says he chose the latter. The Pacific Grove Police Department is not detailing how he left and is still not naming the officer. Greg Woods is a professor of justice studies at San Jose State University. He says historically, terminating police officers was difficult in California. But Woods says that's changing, and more officers are being held accountable with a new lens on civil rights.
We're seeing it happening more and more these days, particularly as it relates to biased, racist, bigoted behavior that is demonstrated both on duty and off duty.
Woods adds, if an officer is terminated under those conditions, it is unlikely they will be able to find a job with another police department in the state. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.